2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13, 1-3. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good. His love endures forever." And then what happened? Let's read together. What's the next verse says? Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform the service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. So we have an amazing gift from God. This is what it is. We don't have to beg or plead Him for His presence. All we have to do is open our hearts, give thanks to Him, give praise to Him. That's all we need to do, and God will be there with us. His presence is going to come down and fill this place. Shall we do that? Shall we all stand and give thanks?
With a mighty hand. Yeah. You know, it's so wonderful to thank God, isn't he? Yeah, he's given us so much and we are worshiping him and praising him, and that's amazing. But we look at the whole counsel of God as we look through scripture, and we see that Christians give thanks to God for different things. But you know what they also gave thanks for? For one another. Okay, I'll just skim through a few verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. Paul writing says, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 4, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. So who's Paul thanking God for? The Corinthians. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. Who did Paul give thanks for? The Thessalonians. Okay. And so he gave thanks for the Corinthians, for the Thessalonians. We don't have time to get through everything. But he saw the grace in their life. He saw the faith in their lives. So I was wondering if we could do something a little different this morning, very quickly. Okay. Why don't we stand up? Okay. And, you know, go to somebody and I say to them, I thank God for you for this. Okay. It could be something. Maybe you're seeing the grace of God upon their lives. You know, for example, let's say Samantha. See, I thank God for you for the wonderful way you sing. All right? That's the grace of God. Okay? Or you may see faith in somebody's life. You know they've come through something, they have faith. Or the way they serve. Or something that you see in somebody's life. All right? So you're starting your sentence with this. I thank God for you, Sunit, for this, this, this. Is that clear? How do we say it? Let's say it together. I thank God for you, for ta-da-da. And it's good to have the person's name in there. All right? Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
All right? So remember, what are we doing? We're worshiping God. But you see, the Bible, the full counsel of God is we thank God for God and what he does, but we also thank God for the people of God. Now, some of you may be new. You may not know anybody, or maybe somebody may not come to you, but that's okay. All right? But, you know, as you stay longer with Word of Grace, we'll get to know you better. So can we take a couple of minutes to do that? Okay, so you have to move out of your seats, go to somebody and say, I thank God for you for ta-da-da.
Broken.